Exchange records four price gainers in May as T-bills account for 74% of volumes traded on the fixed income market. Also in this bulletin, Telecommunications Chamber and EMI's Chamber to engage flag bearers of its telecom manifesto ahead of the December election. Plus, on the Joy Business Van, we'll bring you the second part of our feature on Ghanaian social business Fair Afric, producing 100% organic chocolates and ensuring Ghana gets a share of the $150 billion chocolate market. We have details of these and many more for you. Please stay. Thanks so much for your time. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. And look now at our stories. The Ghana Stock Exchange recorded four price gainers in May. According to the summary of May 2024 market activities, the top price gainers for the month were New Gold, GCB Bank, MTN Ghana, and Total Energies. More in this report.
81% in May to record a new all-time high, bringing its year-to-date gain to 19.92%. The Ghana Stock Exchange Financial Stock Index also recorded a 0.41% increase, resulting in a year-to-date gain of 7.95%. Following its listing in May 2024, Atlantic Lithium added 2.85 billion cedis to increase the value of all stocks listed on the market to 84.02 billion cedis by the end of the month. The Ghana Stock Exchange's fixed income market saw traded volumes of 10.39 billion during May, double the volume traded in May 2023. Treasury bills accounted for 74.53% of volumes traded, whilst government bonds contributed 24.70%, with corporate bonds making up the remaining 0.77%. The value of all securities on the market stood at 328 billion cedis at the end of the month.
A business desk report. Now, the Ghana Chamber of Telecommunications and its sister group, the EMI's Chamber of Ghana, have called for increased attention and support for the telecommunications industry as well as the digital payments ecosystem. The two chambers have designed an elaborate plan to meet flag bearers of political parties to present the telecoms manifesto to them. The following report has more.
As part of moves to improve its operations, the two chambers say they will engage all flag bearers of political parties with representation in parliament ahead of the elections. According to them, some of the issues they intend to look at is the repeal of the e-levy law, creating a conducive and supportive policy and regulatory environment and pushing for an enabling tax regime. It added that it will also advocate for strict laws to protect industry infrastructure, reduce costs of doing business and ease of doing business, as well as working to save players in the industry from indebtedness.
You had a business desk report there. Now, the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana, COPEC, has disclosed that a recent upward review adjustment at the pumps is only a precursor of tougher times ahead for consumers as oil-producing countries, OPEC, begin to meet this week to cut down production in the coming days. According to them, the situation will get worse for consumers if the city continues to depreciate further. Executive Secretary of COPEC, Duncan Amwa, called on NPA to halt increasing petroleum margins to save consumers from paying more at the pumps.
Interestingly, there's a lot of anticipation for an OPEC meeting this week and further cuts in production numbers expected to be announced. And as I speak with you, the past 3 days have seen prices rise on the international market. If that trend should continue and the CD also continues to remain around the 14, 15, 16 Ghana region, together with what we have added on UPPF, we simply will be looking for trouble as a people, especially now that gold for oil is also not impacting much. Bank of Ghana is reporting a 13.3 billion Ghana cedi that we have pumped in there, meaning that we probably have thrown that money also into a gold for oil program. And so whatever buffers that you and I could have had to save us from increases at the local pumps relative to increases on the international market, there seem to be none at the moment. Rather, we are increasing margins, and that for us is worrying and should be reversed if possible.
Executive Secretary of COPEC, Duncan Anamoa, speaking there. And then the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van Ride after this break.
We know say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through Ecobank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded. Hey, my God. Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an Ecobank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the Ecobank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Hello and welcome to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? The global chocolate industry is worth over $150 billion. West Africa supplies 70% of the cocoa beans, but most of the value in chocolate bar is generated in Europe and North America. West African economies receive less than $6 billion. Well, this is despite a growing demand for consumer chocolate in West Africa, some of which is satisfied through imports. It was the motivation for the establishment of Fair Afrique Ghana, the second part of our feature of the chocolate manufacturer airs today on the Joy Business Van. Enjoy.
Ghanaian social business Fair Afrique Ghana has set up a chocolate factory, one of the few in the country which is a top producer of cocoa. Ghana is unable to make much from the $150 billion chocolate industry because the country has not invested in value addition. It was motivation for the establishment of Fair Afrique to spark a revolution, and that revolution is on. The decision to set up this state-of-the-art factory at Manase was to bring the production closer to the cocoa farming community and improve the livelihoods of the farmers. Michael Mamonhaum is managing director of Fair Afrique Ghana.
We started very small in 2020, October, produced just the first 100,000 bars and exported outside of the country. And then in 2021, we had been able to move this volume to 1.5 million bars the whole year. 2022 also had about 2 million bars of chocolate produced, and this year we are looking at producing up to 3.5 million bars of chocolate. So this is how we've scaled up. The machinery is already set in terms of whether or not it can do this. The other auxiliaries is what we are building gradually, like labor, into the volumes that we are hoping to do.
Next, we get the opportunity to tour the factory and understand what production entails. We meet Gabriel Saki, the plant manager.
All right.
Hi. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Production begins with the sourcing of semi-finished products like liquor, butter, cake, and powder.
Okay, so this is where it continues from, right? Yeah, so explain to me what happens.
Yeah, so when we are ready to start the process of the chocolate, we bring onto the floor the cocoa butter and then the cocoa liquor, okay? And then right here, first of all, they are solidified. They are in solids, okay? They've been hardened for easy transportation to make it very easy. So first of all, we need to melt those solid blocks, especially the liquor, the cocoa, that we call the cocoa mass and the cocoa butter, into liquid first.
The solid semi-finished products are melted, mixed, and then transported into the roller. Next is conching, which is essentially the flavor development stage, and then tempering.
And when we are ready to mold into chocolate bars, then we need to take it through a sieve and a magnet once again
because we want to be sure whatever we are receiving from the other side has no contaminants, has no strenuous materials, has no metal filings or metal shavings at all. Because we are now going for final filling. And when it's there, it will be difficult to trace it. So we push it through a sieve and a magnet, through a pump, and then we take it through what is known as a tempering machine.
After the tempering of chocolate followed by cooling, the thickened chocolate mass is poured into molds for subsequent hardening.
And then from there it goes through and then comes to the wrapping section. So this has been embossed with the coating and everything, folded, sealed. And then it comes out already folded, sealed with a barcode and everything. And this is how it looks like as a final package material.
Fairfic is the first company in Ghana to produce organic chocolates in commercial quantities. Ingredients that are organically farmed on a certified organic farm.
Nobody's doing this, so there really isn't competition. And then we are also the first doing chocolate with real inclusions. When we say real inclusions, we mean that the various additions like hazelnuts, like almonds, like tiger nuts, mangoes and all these things that others may have seen to have already started are only flavor. But we are adding these real ingredients into the chocolate mix, and so far nobody else is doing this.
Fairfic is registered as a Free Zones company, so it is obliged to export 70% of its products. It has established a strong presence in Europe, but not ruling out the local market.
We are selling in about 26 countries already in Europe, and last year and a half we started local sales. The plan was never to do local sales, but then the irony of always having people who have come here, seen the place and are excited about what we've done, and then they go like, so where can I get this chocolate? And then you say, I'm sorry, we don't sell here. That has always been the irony. So we took a decision to start local sales, and currently we are doing strong in Accra, Tema, and bits of Kumasi as well. And I think that the local response has been also very receptive.
Next time on the Joy Business Van, we get insights into the challenges of organic chocolate production in Ghana.